Welcome back to Green Box Gaming Does Impossible Landscapes from a Darkened Room.
There it goes.
Hey.
I'm Brad, guest handling for this session.
You're not guest handling, you're just regular handling.
Oh,
you're just...
That was my buddy Joe, here with Dace, and John.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, so nothing? Nothing?
No.
Nothing to
we're
say.
We're going to shit talk you this episode.
No. We're going to let you take the lead on this one.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a somewhat serious question.
Good. That's what we need more of around here.
Yeah.
Serious, frank discussions. Really
good,
solemn.
Yeah. Now, I want us to go around and everyone tell me their favorite line from Congo. Dace, you're up.
You are obsessed. I need to write this down. I need to go and
play
watch
this game.
Congo.
Do you actually like the movie that much? Like, is it?
No, I like. I think I like it as much as he likes. Dace likes The Mummy. I think it's equal, if not better.
You don't know how much I like The Mummy. You don't know. Yeah, you know.
How? I'm kidding. I remember us being probably way too young, actually, to be watching The Mummy when we watched The Mummy, me and Dace.
Really?
Did we watch it on VHS? Was it on VHS or DVD? I seem to remember watching it at your house.
I watched The Mummy Returns first, and we definitely wore that out on DVD. Or at
least
I did. And then I went back and watched The Mummy later. Is this... Yeah. Is this what we're talking about?
No. Well,
yes,
This was okay. I've never seen Congo, so that's you don't have a line.
It's a bit of a
well, let's watch it.
Topic.
Do you have an hour? I can tell you the whole story.
I thought we were doing the reaction videos to us reacting
to our own podcast.
No, from the last reaction.
Right, a reaction to a reaction.
Yeah. Ugh.
Is this what the internet is getting to?
Mm-hmm. You make money from it, apparently.
Gross. Well, like,
but no,
I,
we're not doing that.
Well, Dace, what, like, what you said there, you talked about, like, wearing out, The Mummy 2, right? The Mummy Returns, like, which, by the way, very good movie. I actually think it was better than the first one, frankly, in my opinion.
Pick me mummies.
Very scary.
I don't know,
like, CGI Scorpion?
Yeah, The Rock / Scorpion?
The Rock,
yeah. Well, like, do you guys have, like, what is... So, you know, if that was one of the ones that Dace really wore out, like, did you have, like, one, you know, and because we are old enough to, like, have had a good set of VHSs in our childhood, and VHSs would literally wear out, you know? Like, do you guys have, like, a VHS or, like, a DVD that you just, like, watched, like, especially when you were young, something you just went back to and you just watched over and over and over for seemingly no reason, which is a thing kids do.
I've got a sad story. I had a VHS of The Lion King.
Okay.
And used to, like, come home, watch that every single day. And you remember back in the day, VHSs, they had, like, that little plastic tab. If you wanted to make it read-only, you'd break off that tab, and then the recorder would not record, because, like, it needs the little stabby thing to go into the hole to be able to record.
I am unaware of this.
Yep.
Did not know that.
I know this. I remember this.
My mom
put this in and recorded the news. So halfway through Lion King, like, Ma-nya! And then the fucking news starts. Like, no!
I can imagine Little John the first time the news
traumatic.
Comes on. He's like, no.
Of all things, she recorded the news.
No, dude, like, I had something very similar at my grandma. When I was a kid, I used to get off the bus at my grandmother's house after school. And she had, there was this... At some point in time in the 90s, there was this show where it was a mashup between, it was a Mario Brothers show where there were two live action guys dressed up like Mario and Luigi, but then there'd also be like a little cartoon Mario Bros. And there was one VHS of like one episode of this show. Like, that's all I ever known of it was this one episode. But right in the middle, for only about, it was like probably 5 to 10 seconds, was a clip of a recording of like the Cuban Missile Crisis. Wow. Of like of oh. ICBM of like oh, Russian yeah. ICBMs in
Dude,
Cuba.
I think that was like a sleeper cell training video. That's yeah. what you experienced.
I think your grandma was indoctrinating you, dude.
No, but yeah, so like when you talk about like the news, like I instantly thought about that as well.
Funny.
I don't know. This is kind of in a similar vein, but like coming home from school, you know, I didn't have cable growing up, so I just watched whatever was on public TV, and more often than not, it was like the Andy Griffith Show.
Right.
I watched so much the Andy Griffith Show.
Dude, I watched so much MASH.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, I had Teletubbies when I got home. That's what was on public television for me.
Oof.
That's why I am the way I am.
Weren't you like super old by that point? Teletubbies came out.
What were you doing, John?
Oh, I was like.
I thought Teletubbies was like
13.
That's all that was on TV.
And that's what was on.
So, which was your favorite Teletubby?
I hate
Tinky Winky, Lala, Poe, or
the Dipsy. Vacuum cleaner. You missed Dipsy.
The vacuum.
Dipsy.
Nunu.
The vacuum cleaner. Yeah.
Fun fact, they discovered the outdoor location where Teletubbies was shot. It was just like some rural farm in England. Hmm. And so many people were making pilgrimages there that the farmer decided to flood that entire area and turn it to a pond.
Wow. Good on him.
Like, what psycho makes a pilgrimage to the Teletubbies set?
That is weird. It's weird. It's a weird thing. I know, Brad, did you got anything like that? Like, when you were a kid, like, something like just, like, consumed until it was just, like, broken?
I kind of
like a
already answered
that. You
killed
a lot of cats.
With,
oh, yeah. With the Congo? With Congo.
No.
Like, you were just...
I answered it last time when we were talking about book, and I couldn't really think of a book that I just wore out. So I said, like, all the fight scenes in The Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. I don't... You know, it's one of those things that's like... I think there's, like, a certain nostalgia that people are like, ah, you know, kids will never know what it's like to, like... to watch a VHS until it just wears out. But it's like, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good time. Like, you know, it's not like they're actually missing out on it, you know?
No.
The excitement of adjusting tracking.
Dude, do you remember adjusting tracking?
Until it was just not grainy enough that you could put up with it.
Yeah. I don't know, I don't know. Is this what we're talking about now? Just like what it's like to be in your 30s and to be looking back? Okay. Is this what the people want?
Looking back.
Thank God.
Let's do a recap.
The one thing is that we had coherent stories. That's gone away right now. You can dump onto Netflix and watch anything your heart desires, and you probably will not watch the same thing your buddies watch these days.
Ooh, that was something. It's like you definitely were like, something. Hey, did
we
you watch Digimon like yesterday? Like,
yeah. Good old, the good old, what do you call it? Like the TV movies that were show one half of it one night and half of it the other one, like Merlin and the Odyssey.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, yeah.
That was good.
Miniseries.
Yeah.
Last time I watched Merlin, it still held up too. Like the one with
really?
The dude from Jurassic Park as Merlin. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Anyway. We're not talking about magic here.
No, not in Delta Green.
Insanity. Yes. So what happened last time? Let's see.
Research.
We got introduced to our new friend Herbert, who may have been misplaced or something got lost in... translation, and he's on this top secret super veteran level DG mission Iago. He's a hacker, which came in use on the way to the antique store. You found out a lot about the Turing family, basically everything you could find and what happened to them, and gave some insight on Anton and why maybe you were seeing him dead and like bloated face, and there's so much symbolism of water. You get to the antique store and meet what was her name? Elizabeth Tucker.
Right.
Yep. And find out, you know, she's willing to go along with DG, and she's already, you know, she's a friendly, she's done stuff for them in the past. Along with being an antique dealer, she's got a knack for just tracing down like ancient, you know, old artifacts or family heirlooms. And she says, the table that you have is not really anything special, but it does remind her of something she made a trade in the past, and she's going to try to track that down for you.
Yeah, so great news. This thing might have spread from outside the house, so looking forward to that.
Yes. Could be anywhere. And even in the library, even though you haven't come across anything in the library, and that's where you did some final research and found out some interesting things. You went past the last date you have on the house to the early 1900s and found out about the original owners, the Wheeler family, or they're just a couple. Who knows if they have children? And basically, they, you know, nothing too special besides they were kind of like the, what does it say exactly, the darlings of the town. One guy, it was a sculptor, a marble sculptor. And nothing really of her besides at a later date, 2 years past that, she seemed to develop some kind of palsy, which there was no treatment for. Skimming ahead, I think Alice was looking into the Knott family, couldn't find anything there, but did find some reports of a lot of missing dead animals around the region in the 1940s to 1955. And we're kind of picking up there at basically nighttime. I think you're going to get kicked out of the library. It's the end of the day. And what do y'all do now?
You guys want to pull an overnighter?
It's classic overnighter.
Study buddies?
Well, Gnar. Straight up Gnar. All right. Well, I mean, this is all really good info, I guess. What are we thinking for? Do we want to try to get a hold of Emil? It's like, what, 5 o'clock? You know, it's like, you want to see if we can get a hold of him tonight?
Yeah, sounds like a plan. I'd call him.
He's in the next town over, right? Works at Fulton College. We have his contact info from Summers, right. I believe.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess we can give him a phone call and see if we can, because he's a friendly, so he's, when we come a calling, he should answer.
Right.
You'd hope.
Call his offices, or you get transferred to him. Says, hello?
Hello, is this Emil Yarrow? You're on speakerphone. Don't say anything that you wouldn't want anyone else to hear.
This is Dr. Yarrow.
My name is Agent Jericho. I'm here with some other agents. We were given your information by our peer, Mr. Summers, wondering if we could come consult with you.
Oh, I'm not familiar with a Mr. Summers, but.
What about Arthur Donnelly?
I've read the news. Is this involving the 1206 Spooner Ave?
Yes, sir.
You could. I'll stay late. I'll stay late. I'll do. You could come to my office now if need be, or we can meet in the morning. What do you think, Agent?
We'll come to you.
Get him. Get him. We'll bring. He holds the speaker. But get him. Let's go meet him at the house.
Let's. Hell no. Oh, that got Brad.
Come on, Axel, do it.
Do you guys just want to go over to Fulton College, meet this guy?
Yep. Fine.
We'll bring a pizza.
He hangs up. Is that what he does? Yes. Weird. He giggles in it with excitement.
Pizza. Oh, God. Wait till he sees what he says. Let's wait to see what he does when I get him cheesy bread, too.
Alice, you haven't been to the house. You've been to the house, but we haven't been in the house.
Oh, we told you what happened when we went to the house.
No, I know, but what if there's something in the house that will tell us what we're dealing with? Like, it's just logical.
Alice,
we need to gather all the information we can before we go to the house.
Okay.
We need to be equipped and informed.
Seems backwards.
Don't get me wrong, Hairpin, I'm sure there's something in the house. I'm beyond positive at this juncture. Let's know what we're walking into. You wouldn't go into a war zone without body armor. So we're not going to walk into there until we know what we're dealing with.
Is that like leather?
No. All right, we go.
How do you not know what body armor is?
Don't,
are you that isolated?
Don't you play video? Have you ever played COD or anything?
Oh.
Like, what's going on with you?
Oh, yeah, sure. He doesn't play video games.
He's a 90s hacker in 2007.
Right. That's exactly it. Like, he would bring out the rollerblades, but he'd probably be embarrassed.
So you drive to the next town over. Let's say it's about 40-minute drive. So if it was five, you know, it's getting be about 7-ish, late 6. It's a small campus. You have the pizza. Smells delicious. And you go to the psychology building, and he's in the basement, tucked away, you know, not very...
It's not like a prestigious office.
Right, not at all.
Okay. I gather this guy's not popular.
So we knock on the door.
Okay.
Pizza. Pizza delivery.
You hear some rustling around. He says, just a minute. And he opens the door. And you see, basically, he's kind of in his severely overweight person in their 30s. You know, and he's got a kind of like a beard going on, glasses. He says, oh, agents, nice to meet you. And he shakes your hand, each one of your hand. He's like, come in.
Okay. So you are an abnormal psychologist?
Oh, yes, that's definitely my specialty around these parts. But and you kind of look around the room and you can see not just psychology books, but older books that have like kind of an unfamiliar language on them. You can see maybe like kind of little rocks or like trinkets kind of all over the place.
It's got an occult vibe to it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And he sits down. He's like, you did bring pizza, right?
Yeah, and cheesy bread.
He like takes it. He just starts stuffing his face. He's like, so what are you guys looking for? 1206 Spooner. Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. We are investigating the recent death that occurred in the house.
Yep. So, yep. It's haunted. Keeps eating.
What? It's what?
Haunted, you say?
Let's start there.
What do you know about the house?
He clears his throat and he leans back. I've been visited by your organization before, about 3 years ago. For my expertise, and I'm more than happy to lean what I know of you and of, you know, everyone knows.
Was it on this case with this house or something different?
No. Another silly cult situation. I don't want to go into it. But on this one, haunted. A haunted house.
What makes you so sure? Do you have proof?
He's like, takes out the articles. He's got stacks of articles. Recent, you know, Donnelly's death. Isri's death. Falcon. Andrea, the one before that's death. He's like, does this look normal to you? A man slits his throat without a knife. Isri slits her throat without a knife. I mean, it goes back for decades. Decades, I tell you.
He's not wrong.
It goes back almost a century.
Back to 1905. It was the earliest we found.
Really? What'd you find out?
Axel's gonna turn to these guys and kind of get in the temperature of the room.
What do you know about the house, buddy?
It's haunted. It's haunted.
Let's dig deeper.
Do you have any theories as to the particular nature of the haunting? The cause?
You know, he's been eating and then he kind of dusts the crust off his shirt again and leans back. I might. But I would like to know what you know.
Dr. Yarrow, you understand that information about these things is kept close to the chest. Now, obviously, we would love to help you help us.
The more information I have, the more I can tell you. There's a reason they told you about me. Now, I did really well on that last case. Really well. I mean, I basically solved the whole thing.
He'll like lean over to these two. He's like, what if we just mention to him about the animal deaths, if nothing else, just that those years? Like, maybe that's...
That sounds benign.
Yeah.
And up his alley.
It's a starting point.
Yeah.
But also, I want to roll a humant.
Ooh.
On what he just said.
Oh.
I did really well.
We have skills.
Failure.
Oh, god damn it. I've got a really good humant too.
And mark your check mark your things.
Can we all do the vibe check on this guy?
I think so.
No, his vibe, uncheckable.
Uncheckable vibes.
Unchecked.
That's vibes. A 44, like, a critical for Axel.
That's some critical vibes.
So I want to open up his skull and look directly at his thoughts.
Is Herbert going to roll anything?
I don't think there's enough? A point. He's at a 10. Okay.
Gotcha.
No, you can get a fumble, and then Brad could tell tell us two things, but not tell us which one of us thinks it.
So Alice is put off, and Dace. Both are put off, and you can only derive what you've from him. He's
just like hyper focused on the grease stains on his shirt.
like you can't look away from it.
Axel, you know, you can just tell the way he's braggy. Why would you kind of braggy? You know, like, why would you suspect maybe he's saying he did more than he did? You definitely think you can tell with a crit that he's telling the truth. He was involved in something. But
do I think he's trustworthy? I think is my thing. Like, I'm like, he's sharing information with this guy.
You don't think he's going to tell his neighbors about the conversation or something like that?
Okay. Okay. Listen, we have reason to believe that between the years of 1940 to 1955, cover some information, animals mutilated, killed in the area. Yeah, dogs, cats, and other pets in the town, kind of around this time, might have something to do with the trajectory of everyone's favorite bad house.
So, haunted cult. Yep.
Cult?
Haunted cult.
Cult, you say?
Cult, that you should have led with that one. That was...
Well, I didn't know about the dead animals. That is, well, and he's like, maybe he kind of pulls, he gets like one of these weird, like, books, and he's like flipping through it. How big were the animals that were found?
Dogs, cats, other pets, is what is the information.
Domestic,
info I have.
Wild.
Domestic, I believe.
Hmm. They were owned by someone. Could be many entities, but I will tell you this. When it comes to haunted cults, with animals that big that are domestic, it is the inverse of what you think. Have you been in a situation before like this? Haunted, I mean, spirits, demons.
I have personally been in situations of a supernatural nature. Yes,
same.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Were you with a group?
Yes,
not always.
That's the bad idea. Spirits will go to you, be drawn to a group. You need to go to this place separately. Or at least spread out or something.
Alone. You're saying that the way to protect ourselves from this thing...
He's munching down.
From the house is to go in alone or at least... Or to not be in the same room?
Yes. Too much life force together. Will bring about long-term emotional energy. Bad.
Here's the thing, Emil. With all of these deaths, the people were alone when they happened.
Or yeah.
It appears to be. For instance, the Ture, the boy that died, was locked in the bathroom, drowned, locked from the inside.
Don't have anything on him. That's new information. He starts writing it down. Alone in the bathroom.
Even this, Yamile Sari and Donnelly.
Alone,
as far as we know.
He puts a paper. He said, then how did they die in the exact same way? Look at the blood.
Does he have pictures or something?
Yes, you see pictures that are there. But it's not in the newspaper. He has, like, pictures.
Where did you get these pictures?
He's like, starts choking on his food. He's like, I bribed the coroner.
Really?
I'm sorry. I know you're.
No. You're just doing what you gotta do. But it's just good to know that that's an avenue.
You gotta understand. This is. I'm really good at this stuff, and I've been on this for a while, and
have to keep saying it.
Yes, I'm happy to have you agents involved. I mean, the tours. I did not know that he drowned in the toilet. He writes down something.
So let me get this straight. What you're saying is, according to the blood spatter patterns, there were multiple people involved in the murders.
This is the first time you've seen these pictures, right?
Can I roll a forensics on this to maybe discern something from the blood splatter?
Yes.
Do some Dexter shit. Yep. Let's see. Forensics. My forensics is not that great, but I think that is the best. I think that's the most applicable skill. So, let's see what we get. 86 over 32.
Little blurry pictures. He's had it. He's got some grease on it. You know.
Well, what is he pointing at? Like, what is he trying to point out to us?
as far as the pictures go.
Yeah.
His argument was, are you sure they were alone when they died? Because how could they die in the exact same way? And he claimed you can't really tell. You know, he's been using them for a while, looking at them, fingerprints, grease. But he claims the blood splats are identical. The way the body falls is identical. Blah, blah, blah.
Donnelly, the two shovels, the two mattresses, the two weapons.
What are you thinking?
We are already thinking that someone else was involved. Does this seem coincidental to you?
So our new theory is that the victims were not alone when they died?
I don't know. It's worth thinking about. Yamil.
Yo.
Go ahead.
Here. Yo, Yamil, can I use your computer?
He starts clicking. Sure.
delete tab. Yeah.
Okay, can I, like, get a loan with the computer and try and rummage through it?
No, you cannot.
That was for you.
How would you do that?
I need to send a personal email to my mom.
Absolutely not.
Guys.
If you want to use that roll, charisma at negative 20, I guess.
How about
I
persuade? Can I persuade? Regular persuade.
Oh, yeah, persuade, but it would have to be negative.
It's only at 20.
No.
If it's a negative... Okay, so then no.
Can Axel get involved and try to do it?
I didn't want to have to say this, but we are here on official business, and I kind of have a right to your computer, so...
You're going to try to law him? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah. Can I roll
a
law?
That's also going to be in a negative, but you can roll it, and that's the last roll I'll have on this topic.
Okay.
That's a failure.
That's final.
Failure. Okay. Alright.
There's no way. This is my office. I mean, I do more than just help the organization here. This is. I have sensitive projects on that computer.
Okay. Alright, man.
Do you have any theories as to which cult it would be?
Or perhaps even who might be in this cult? Who do we need to be watching out for?
No. No idea. But I do know it's a cult.
Fantastic.
I do know it's a cult, and I would advise you to not be with each other or in close proximity in that house. And definitely do not kill animals and do culty shit in the house.
There it is. That seems wise. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Have you been to the
house? Why didn't I think of that?
No.
Do you want to go to the house?
Yes. Yes, I would love to. I could go with the agents to yes.
We're
could
not
go
going
now.
There.
No.
We're not going tonight. We're not.
Well, there's another thing I would like to point. Everybody thinks you go during the daytime. The night is the best time. This is the best time to go.
Roger. All right.
Okay, we'll take that into consideration.
We're gonna have you on speed dial, my guy. Trust me.
If we do this, then you gotta give something to us. And but we'll put our people in touch with your people. Make a time.
Well, let's make a time now. I mean, tell me where to be.
We haven't. It's the system is still the situation is still developing. Dr. Yarrow.
At this point, Herbert, like, looks at Axel and Alice is like, oh. Like, oops.
Listen, Alice, you helped me with this. Is there any way that we can possibly recall, even like the sound of the chanting, like the sound of the language, like what was its like feel, like even a single word, like, you know, or something like that. Like, is there anything we can like, is there a skill you'd like for that? Like, this is a long shot. Like, I got you. This is a long shot. A lot of shit was happening when we heard, was hearing that chanting.
What about like an intelligence?
Yeah, I guess intelligence with a minus 20 for
okay
the people that were present there.
Hey. Now you have 20. Success.
Nice.
20 under two successes.
Success. Your powers combined. Yeah. It sounded Italian.
Yeah, so like we like between us we're like, Miss Dr. Yara, and Alice, like, what was that thing we heard that
sort of like una igna chow hai.
Yeah, just like that.
That is not Italian.
Isn't that from Finding Nemo?
No, that's Space Goes Coast to Coast.
Oh yeah, that's it. you ever heard anything like that? Does that sound familiar to you?
I don't speak Italian.
Roger. Okay.
So, you are an abnormal psychologist, and you are or are not familiar with the Touré family. You did not know about Anthony's death. Do you know anything else about the daughter in the family? She was displaying
aggressiveness.
Problematic symptoms, possibly of a psychological nature.
I couldn't find much about her. I mean, I know the family lived there and I knew the boy died, but I don't... this was new information to me, what you brought to the table. If I could be in the room where this picture was taken, if I could just be there. He looks at Alice directly in the eyes.
Well, that would be exceedingly dangerous.
Alone. We spread out. If I'm in there alone.
Group huddle.
Listen, there was a comment, I think, that was made last time when we were actually at the storage unit. More bodies do not... They complicate the issue. I don't know whether... I would love to trust this guy. I just don't know. If he goes in there and gets killed, we're going to have even more issues. The last thing we want is this Sheriff Buffington up our asses watching us.
True, and he is a large man. He would be hard to dispose of.
And listen, not sure if you guys caught it, though. We now have evidence that the coroner is crooked. We have an angle on the coroner. We might be able to use this.
I like that. I like that a lot.
I personally, just to shoot straight with you, I don't care for this guy. I'd send him into an house.
We're on the same page. Like, if there,
tell him there's a pizza inside,
and just let him loose.
Let him get in there.
Well, it's like a greyhound after that thing they chase, except it's a pizza.
So these documents are going to be useful. I'm obviously not getting through to him. We need these documents. We need these photos.
All right.
Or I need to take a photo of these photos, at the very least.
Alright. Hey, Dr. Yarrow, you smoke?
He holds up a vape.
Step outside with me. Let's talk about the logistics of what's gonna take to get us all in Spooner. How about that?
He's not gonna touch my computer, is he?
Oh, he wouldn't dare.
I wouldn't dare.
All right, roll something. Jericho.
Okay. Let's roll another. Let's roll a persuade.
Oh, pretty pretty persuasive.
I'm a persuasive boy.
Yes.
18.
Okay.
Good. Hope you don't mind if I regular smoke.
He logs out of his computer.
Yeah, he does.
And then goes outside.
Herbert still fucking beelines for the computer. He's gonna break into that shit.
Okay.
And while Hairpin's doing that, Alice will do a search roll. I'm gonna try to scour his office and see if I can find any book on Italian cult.
So Yara, what size bulletproof vest do you think you wear? And we're gonna need to get one of those for you.
That's a critical.
Okay.
A critical search. Nice.
You're trying to look at the computer. Alice is looking at. So we got successes on both. Critical success, Alice. You're looking through his weird books at his crystals. They seem amateur at best. Like, you could get this book at Barnes & Noble, probably. This crystal is...
It's nothing. Even,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a New Age holistic healer that believes in crystal powers.
Basically. So, you're just digging through his computer?
Yeah. I guess I want to...
But that's what she... She doesn't find anything with the critical, but she's like...
There's no Italian.
It's bullshit.
That is what you find, is that this anything you could possibly find in this office is useless.
Yeah, the whole we're safer alone thing is looking less and less likely.
Alice, how the fuck did this guy get a degree at a college?
They did put him in the basement.
You see, he's been playing WoW. He's got like pictures he's been drawing with the mouse drawn.
Can I check specifically for correspondence? Yeah. I want to see emails, coroners, and photos.
He did say something about projects he's been working on. So if he's been looking this stuff up,
you can see he definitely has a fascination with the house. He definitely corresponded with the coroner.
What did he say? And can we maybe?
Copy those emails.
Meet at Diana's bar. So it's basically a couple days after Arthur's death.
Nice. That's good info. Like, that's even better for blackmail.
Yeah. And is Hairpin taking a picture of the pictures?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
So between that, like, there's no way the coroner could deny that we know.
Yep.
Okay, I think we might have found out that this guy is not as cool as we were led to believe he was. But he does, it does reveal to us that the coroner is willing to take bribes.
Yeah.
So, but, and that now makes the implication, what else is the coroner willing to take a bribe for? So,
okay.
Like,
so
maybe the coroner's part of the cover-up.
So I'm going to leave no tracks, because I'm good at what I do.
Change a screensaver.
So, yo, is that what you're getting at? Like, who bribed the coroner to rule these as suicides?
If there's one thing that I think we all do kind of think, is that there's something culty going on here. There is likely a conspiracy. Like, no reasonable coroner says that someone fucking slit their own throat and disposed of the knife. You know, and even Yamil Yarrow figured that out. Look. even he figured that one out.
So either somebody bribed the coroner to rule them as suicides, or it was in his best interest. Like, he was a part of the group.
Maybe.
If it is a cult. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so we have some leverage that even if he is a part of the cult, like maybe he's a member of the cult who doesn't want to go to jail. So it's like we can. Yeah.
But seems like we have a pretty clear next stop.
Yeah. So Axel's like coming back and the guy's like, yeah, so, you know, and just remember, when you pull the pin on the flashbang, you gotta throw the grenade, not the pin. Okay, that's
he's taking first-time furious notes.
They get really excited.
Wait, Axel, I need this as well. Dude, say that again.
No, don't worry. We're gonna talk about it on the way back. Okay. And he's looking at you guys like, yeah, so are we done here? Are we done?
Oh, we are done.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Listen.
He squints at Alice. Actually, he says that very suspiciously.
Emil, your crystals are worthless.
They are not.
They're
and
drunk.
That's all I'll say about it. You're not invited when I go to the house. Why would I even follow you to the house? I can go to the house whenever I want.
That's right.
Why
you go there right now?
Do you go into
Don't
the
do
house?
That.
Maybe I will.
No, but
out.
Why haven't
out,
you?
Please.
Please
out.
Don't.
He starts slapping you. Out!
Fine. Alice narrows her eyes and takes the rest of the pizza with her.
Yes.
And, like, on the way out, Axel's like, son of a bitch, had all the garlic sauce himself, didn't even leave any for anybody else. What a fucking...
Bad manners. Bad man.
Alright.
He was a fraud.
Is he?
I took a look at his books. He doesn't know anything.
Ugh, alright, well...
Words with Summers. The quality of the people that we're working with, that's nothing to say about you guys. You guys seem fabulous. But that guy...
Well, it even seemed like the other one, Elizabeth Tucker. She seemed to be on the level, but this guy, I think,
it's pretty late by this point.
Can I do one more thing, quick? Can I phone Summers and ask him for some surveillance equipment?
Sure. You just wanna,
Summers, buddy, I need some bugs. I need the bugs. I need a bug on the computers, on the phones of our friend Emil. What can I roll?
Code name now.
My code name?
Yes.
Shit. I don't think you gave me... Oh, God. I think I wrote that down somewhere.
Is Jericho a symbol there?
Yeah.
Amalgam.
You're on speakerphone.
Amalgam was my code name.
What does this guy look like?
He's sort of skinny, tattooed, gauges in his ears.
Oh, hold on. Click, and he just like clicks a picture of you. He's like, here, I'm just gonna text it to you.
Dude!
Jesus Christ.
But should we kill him?
Wait, what?
Listen to me very carefully. Herbert, is that your name?
Yeah, yes. Yes, sir, we talked last week. You fucking told me to come out here.
I didn't send you to Boston, you imbecile.
Oh. Are we going with this? Is this actually
not
E.T. in the...
Fuck this up. Now, what do you
Summer,
need?
What the hell is going on, Summer?
Now, what do you need?
It sounds like...
Let's just move on.
It sounds like our boy here needs a wiretap on a phone at Fulton College.
Yeah, cameras, wiretaps, whatever you got.
So you spoke to Emil?
Yeah, he seems like an asshole. Seems like bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, Alice, do you want to take this one?
No, I got it. I got this. He seems like bullshit.
You might.
Man. He's BS. Summers. Billy. Summers. Billy Summers. Are you there?
Summers will do.
he's bullshit, man. Okay, here's Alice.
Okay. He takes
the boy is not wrong. I think you might want to reevaluate him as a friendly of Delta Green. He's a charlatan.
Well, noted. Keep him at a distance. I'll check on the resource we have. He did help us out in a case a couple years back, but I'll take notice of this for sure.
Yeah, the other one, Elizabeth Tucker, she seemed to be on the level, but Summers, some surveillance equipment, something, if we can get a wiretap on this phone, we want to keep it. This might be a leak. We might want to, it might, this might be to the program's benefit to keep an eye on this guy, you know?
Understood.
Oh, and dude, understood. Dude, you mentioned a previous
Summers will
operation.
Do. Oh. Summers will do.
Summers, dude, you mentioned an operation that he helped you with? I think it might be important. He didn't want to tell us, but it seems like it might be really important for this to know.
I'm going to speak very so slowly, Herbert. This is an organization. There's many people in an organization. I have never met Yarrow. I just know he is a friendly.
Oh. Okay.
All right, so I'm Summers, sorry, about the wiretaps.
I just need to... This is my first job, dude. And, like, you know what they say about management. You gotta train to succeed, man. You know what I'm saying?
Alice just has her head in her hands.
And, like, I want to do good. Shit, and it's, like, my first
he's
job.
Gonna, he's gonna he's really... gonna turn the speakerphone off, and he's gonna put it to his ear and say, yeah, so, wiretaps, surveillance equipment.
Jericho, you better rein him in right now. And I mean it. This is serious business.
I will note that we did not ask for him, Summers. So don't you put this on me.
You want surveillance on Yarrow, I'll get it.
We just need...
Tell him that Yarrow wants to go to the house by himself. He's going to get himself killed.
Yarrow sounds like he might try to go to this house himself. We can't play babysitter, okay? If another body ends up with this thing with its damn throat cut, this is going to be a problem.
Hey, hidden camera. Pencil camera. Get a pen camera. We put it on.
We're not spies.
Do it. Ask him.
I'm going to say it right now, fellas. I will try to get him tapped. I'm leaving it to you, fellas, agents, professionals, that there will be no more murders and we find out what's going on there. Now,
okay.
I know there's an explosion in the woods. That was a bad idea. I meant it. When the sheriff is on to us, there's only so much we can do. He is aware this is unofficial. He is not aware that you are not FBI agents. He thinks you're FBI. He thinks it's unofficial. He's willing to go along with it, but only so much.
Summers, I will remind you that one of the... I will only say, because I don't know how much you want to know, we stopped part of the incursion, okay? Part of it. We're not done yet. That's what we were doing in the woods, okay? You just need to know it was important.
Understood.
If we could get a tracking device, like a Jeep, like a damn Apple tag or something. I don't know if that existed this year. Something that we can stick on Yarrow's car just to know if he is... Because he's over here in this town. If he comes over to Meadowbrook, it'd be... If we could just get something so we could track him just to make sure.
I'll see what I can do.
Alright.
One more thing. Can you have the phone, Axel?
Yeah. Don't put it on speakerphone.
Summers, this is Alice. You're not on speakerphone. You can say anything. Nobody will hear.
When I was 13...
No.
I don't need to learn about. I don't need to know about that. Can you reach out for me and find an expert on an Italian cultist? I believe that there might be some cult activity involved in this.
Italian
cult.
Italian. By the way, I just real quick. I want to make sure that Brad didn't mistake Latin for Italian. Just real quick.
I understand.
Okay.
What it looks like.
Okay.
or sounded like. Okay, which one do y'all want first? You want Yarrow to be tapped, or do you want this info on a Italian cult?
I don't think Yarrow is going to be an issue, but Hairpin seems really enthusiastic about tapping.
I think the cult is more interesting.
If metagaming here, if we tap him and we get an idea of his movements, we could maybe stop him from going to the house if he decides to go to the house.
It would complicate issues.
I don't think he's got the balls.
Okay, we can just tell him. I'm gonna knock on the door, tell him later, don't go to the house.
Because he's gonna listen. Okay. I don't know, what do you...
Let's find out.
So about I'm just saying, all this is going to be, you know, a day difference between what y'all ask first.
Then let's get the tap, just to be safe. Like, we can wait a day for the info on the cult. We're going to be doing stuff anyway.
But by the end of tomorrow, he will show you that Yarrow will be tapped.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Summers. We're doing this. We've got some leads. We're on it.
I'm counting on you. Click.
Yep.
I think he likes me. He's gonna be my mentor.
He likes me.
I'm gonna learn so much.
I admire your optimism.
It is. It's refreshing. All right. What are we thinking?
It's going to be about 8 o'clock, you know, by the time y'all get back to Meadowbrook, if you intend to go there.
I don't know if there's anything else we can do today. Maybe go back to the hotel, get some rest.
Is the coroner's office, like, are they there late? Like, can we talk to someone tonight? This is probably a question for Brad. Yeah,
you can attempt.
Like, are the office open, or, like, do we have to go to this person's home?
So y'all want to do that and see what's up?
Well, because we have the coroner's... We have the coroner's name, right?
Yes.
What was that name again?
Well, actually, you didn't, because I don't think...
Well, because we would have had an email, right? Or something.
Well, I mean... Sorry, I mean, I don't think there's an official name in the manual.
Okay.
We'll say his name is Jeff Baker.
Jeff Baker. It's going to be our go-to corner name. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's see if we can look up.
Which, honestly, I don't know why they didn't give him a name, but...
Okay.
Yeah,
let's head back and let's see if we can go... We can go by the office, and if not, let's see if we can look him up and show up at his house.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You do this about 9, late 8:45. Well, his office is closed.
Okay.
Spend another 30 minutes going to his house. No one's answering the door.
Like, with really... with, like, a knock-knock-knock FBI, no one answers the door. Like, there's, like, straight up, like, no one's coming.
No one's coming.
Is there a car in the driveway?
There is not.
The bar where he met Yamil, or whatever that place was.
Yeah. Diana's bar is what the...
Diana's bar.
But we need to get him to his second location. Don't want to...
We can manage that, especially if he's been drinking.
Let's all get a drink. It's like a hard day.
You know what, Airpin? That's the first... That's the first thing you said that makes any sense to me.
Yeah. See, underage, right. He just wants a drink. At least I have to buy him a drink.
All right, yeah, so I guess we will go to Diane's bar and see if...
Yeah.
Kind of a...
About 9:30. 9:45. Yeah. Y'all get here. There's kind of rowdy. There's people outside, you know. Typical bar.
Is it like a dive or a honky tonk or like?
It's like a Twin Peaks bar.
Donkey Kong.
So kind of divey, yeah. But also kind of, you know, it's a little rough, but not, you know, you don't think it's not that bad. You go in, local just walk in and try to look for him?
Yeah, I guess we can just, like, ask, like, the waitress or something, like, you know, give her, like, a really nice tip. Like, hey, you know, like, Axel's just gonna get a water. He's like, and he's gonna give her, like, a $20 bill. He's like, hey, listen, looking for Jeff Baker. I owe him some money. Need a square with him. You seen him around?
Thirsty Jeff.
That's him.
He puts a thumb up, and you see him talking to a group of people at the end of the bar, and they're all, like, super intrigued in whatever's being said.
Let's hover. Sounds like a classic hover situation. Just kind of eat. Definitely. Just eavesdrop.
Getting a drink, baby.
He gets a fruity drink, like, with an umbrella.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah, yeah.
Axel will get a beer to you know, blend in.
Are y'all actually trying to snoop? I probably should roll something if you're going
to. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, what about, like, an alertness to kind of listen in? Or are you thinking of stealth?
Well, something stealth, something like that for you to, like, act natural, I guess, sit at the booth next to him.
I got a 10. And
yeah, same here.
Same.
For us to go unnoticed.
Should we take turns?
If you take turns, one fail, he's going to see the person that failed.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, it's like, how weird is it for someone to come up and... Wow, okay. You say he's just standing at the bar talking?
He's sitting at the bar.
Sitting at the bar.
You know, four looks like other men there. They're huddled together talking about something.
Okay. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Should we just buy drinks? How much money you got? Let's buy drinks for everyone. That's how we make friends, isn't it? In the movies?
I don't know if we want to draw attention to ourselves, though. So. Yeah, just say, like, the movies?
Like the movies, that's...
I kind of want to pull a maneuver, like, hit on him, try to get him
along. Ooh, hey, Alice.
Wow.
Hey, Alice, why don't you loosen that top button? That's,
That's right. Put the girls to work.
That seems like it's a better idea than buying drinks for everyone.
Yeah. How about you and me, Herbert? How about we go over here and play some darts?
And Alice will go up to the bartender, and can I see what Jeff is drinking from here?
Yeah, Bud Light.
Alice will order a prairie oyster for herself and a Bud Light and get it sent over to him.
Okay. Do a charisma plus 20 or something like that. Or, you know, persuade plus 20 like something. That.
Great success.
I think I'm gonna go with persuade. This is still gonna be hard. She's not that charismatic.
Come on. Yes!
Success.
Success.
The guy puts the beer at the bottle, points a finger to you. He raises his glass. He's kind of like he's a good bit older than you. How old is Alice?
26.
Okay, he's like early 40s, got a little mustache, graying a little bit, shortcut. His buddy just kind of like pat him on the
back. Alice like winks at him and gives him like the head nudge, like, come over here.
He downs the beer he has, picks it up. You're going to a booth?
Yeah.
Okay. Comes over and sits down. He said, well, haven't seen you around here.
Yeah, new in town. Kind of just passing through.
Oh. Need a place to stay? He's like burping a little bit as he...
Well, it's true. I've not booked a hotel yet. What's your name?
Jeff. And yours?
Sybil.
Sybil. Huh. Weird. Okay, what do you like to do?
Is he drunk?
He seems a little drunk.
Axel will, he'll try to get himself in her eye line and will, reach in his, reach his pocket, jingle his keys, I'm getting ready to go.
What do I like to do? Well, I like to have fun.
Uh-huh.
Brad's just being such Brad's a good face. Drunk right
just,
now.
Just staring at your chest.
He's just staring at
Oh, fuck. How does a girl hit on a guy? I'm so bad at this.
He's drunk. You don't have to be skilled.
I think rather than leaning on language, she's just gonna lean in, lean over the table, kind of get closer to him, maybe put her hand on his hand, and she's like, so are we staying here, or you have something better to do?
He hiccups. He's like, my place it is. And he walks out, hoping he would follow.
Yeah. And
I guess we would join.
And I do.
We would tail them going out.
Yeah, we're not going to sit in the back of his car. I feel like that would be weird.
So you're going to get in the car with him?
Yeah.
Are you going to are you going to drive or let him drive?
He goes to his car. He opens the door for you. Hiccuping as he does it. Yeah. Slams it a little too quick and then goes around to the other side.
He stumbles because he's in too big of a hurry.
And it's like a Dodge Charger. He's like, vroom, vroom, vroom. Seatbelts. And just starts skidding off.
Feels that corner money, man.
All right, you're going to have to make a drive to keep up with him.
And
we know where he's going, right?
That kind of driving.
Oh, you do?
Well, yeah, didn't we say we went to his place and he did not answer? So we know where he's... Oh, he might not be going home. Okay, I'll drive. I'll roll the drive, and we'll see.
I can't even drink. Man.
Is he gonna drive? Is he gonna roll a drive as well?
Should he?
I'm just saying.
A little inebriated.
We'll do a drive at -20 for him.
Okay, I will do my roll.
This is not gonna go well.
I got a success. A 24 under 50.
Nice.
And it looks like he also got a success.
Mm.
And because I got a higher success, technically, I win.
Sounds good.
Thems is the rules.
He's driving. He's not going to his house.
Oh.
He drives a little bit, kind of like in the region where the store it was, a little bit outside town. Not as far out as where y'all blew up.
Nah.
You know.
We're going to make out point.
Yeah. He gets there and he turns the car off and he's like, well.
About that time, the headlights hit his rearview mirror.
So you are homeless then.
I just thought this place would be a little bit more romantic. And then lights come on. He's like, God damn it. Around.
And Axel gets out and... Axel gets out and he knocks on the window. Just.
The fuck?
And makes the roll it down sign.
Yeah. He rolls down and he's like, what?
Sorry, sorry to interrupt. Hey, Sybil, you need a hand here or,
She told me she was single, alright? I just met her. Nothing happened.
Fancy seeing you here, Axel.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff.
I've made a friend.
I see that. Jeff, why don't you step out here?
No, I think I'll stay in the car.
And he pulls out his badge. I insist.
Yeah, he It's like school.
And Alice reaches over and pulls the keys out of the ignition.
Like, what the fuck kind of shit is this? He gets out, slams the door. Does I, where are y'all just taking him outside of his car? Or?
Yeah, we're not going to walk him out gunpoint into the woods yet.
Now, what is this all about?
That's a nice car.
Think of it as a menage a trois.
Hey, well, there's four of us. What is
He's
that?
He's very confused now.
He shouldn't be.
What kind of entrapment bullshit is this? I know my rights.
Oh, it's not entrapment, my friend. See, that's a nice car. I didn't realize coroners made that kind of money. But I guess it makes sense if you're taking bribes to share pictures of crime scenes and whatnot.
Spits on the ground.
Hairpin. Pictures.
Oh. He, like, gets out the car. Like, runs over. There you go.
Look familiar?
Yeah, so?
It's crime.
And this little, whatever this is, he almost stumbles. That's legal, huh?
To tempt
a man to get out of the bar.
Totally and completely, yes. Like, 100%. Yeah, pretty legal. Like, not even a little bit.
Where'd you get the photos?
Did you give the photos to more than one person? Jesus Christ. Jeff?
Yeah. Michael's buffing. Sheriff Buffington said there's some FBI do-gooder snooping around. Everyone, have you talked to anyone? Everyone knows about this. It doesn't matter if they have photos or not. Word travels. I mean, Spooner Ave. Come on.
Yeah, a lot of
What'd
really
you find
weird...
out, Detective? Someone died?
This guy.
All right, this is the point where this is the point where Axel is like, you know, like he's starting to get a little twitchy, and he kind of looks to Alice. He's like, "What do you think?
This is your fourth day, Axel."
Unfortunately, it is. He is. I think you should. I'm just going to roll a persuade to try to persuade him that
this guy is going to be. It's going to be a negative. Let me make
I
sure.
I think that's fair.
It's He's even without all this. No, this guy's just like.
He's just a hard ass. He's hard to talk to. Well, if anything, the inebriation should make him a little easier.
Maybe I'll say okay. Just negative 20.
Alright, persuade at a negative 20.
Yo, Alice, can I just pop the trunk? Is that legal?
Not strictly, but...
Well, that actually would be... Well, we haven't arrested him yet. Never mind. That is a 40 under 60. Or 40 under 50, technically. Nice.
Success. What do you persuade?
Listen, Jeff. We're not here to bust your balls. We are not here to get in anyone's business. We don't give a flying fuck what you take money to do. What we care is about the suicides, quote unquote. Tell us what you know. You any good at your... Or do you just suck at your job? Or is something else going on here?
Okay, hold on. He's getting a little bit nervous, you know, maybe he's sobering up a little bit. Says, well, what do you want to know about him?
Donnelly. Does that seem like a suicide to you?
Man, what else could have been? He's dead. There wasn't a weapon, but they, who knows where it went, how, there's blood all over the room. He could have been bleeding for hours. And who knows where he hit the weapon. I mean, you see the pictures, don't you?
And Asari, same thing. Suicide, disposed of her own weapon.
He gets like a very like sunken look in his face. Like, that's the thing. This blood, the pattern, the body, it was the exact same. It's like someone saw Isri and just recreated it.
And what about Falcone?
He starts barfing. You can tell he's like sick at like the being drunk and just like thinking about this crime scene. What about
there you
who?
Go? Get it out, buddy. There you
what
go.
What about who?
Falcone. Andrea Falcone, the one before Isari.
Okay, let me make sure I get this right.
How long you been working here, bud?
Sorry. Talks amongst yourselves.
He's still barfing.
Yeah.
He's still just yakking.
Get the Folion. Get the Folion.
What do you, it's as Axel's patting his back, he just kind of looks up to these two and raises an eyebrow. Like, what do you think?
A gardener with a weak stomach. Now I've seen it all.
So who was before that? Are y'all sure that was right before it? Let me see. You're looking for
I'm almost certain.
Falcone.
Yeah. Andrea Falcone. Yeah.
Unless we missed someone.
That's what's on the list.
Yeah. Maybe there's not a complete...
He said that was an accident. Clear cut.
How'd she die?
Let me go back to...
Barf sounds.
How did she die?
Because and keep in mind, for you two, this that Andrea Falcone death was the one that motivated Arthur Dunley to start investigating. Like according to his notes.
Okay, I didn't know.
So there was something about it.
So Alice, we can't just take shit from people's cars.
If you're going to do something shady, now would be the time.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, if you have skill in law, you would probably know about search incident to arrest, which is where you can search someone's shit if you arrest them. But you have to arrest them.
So, Alice, like, how much leeway do we have here?
We're not exactly above the law, but we are kind of, outside of the law.
So, like, did you
literally
see
the car?
Please go, I'm just filling in.
He literally tells you this, there's just like, it's weird that there's not enough a lot in its manual, but they just suffocated upstairs.
Just
suffocated out of the blue?
Yes.
Okay.
Gas leak.
Well, there was a gas leak at some point in time. That was a... Yeah. That's how it was... Hairpin made a good point. How long you been doing this, Jeff?
Well...
Hairpin is beaming.
Basically, all my life.
Okay. So, do you remember the Jason and Janine Alkin death?
Jason and Janine... Listen, fellas... Since I'm being a shitty DM, I'll just tell you everything I know.
Why don't you just unload it all?
We wore him down.
I think y'all have successfully.
Okay.
We broke him.
Yeah, broke him. There's a big ruse. He can tell you about John Tyler.
Ruse.
And Perkin and Lewis Tycroft.
Okay.
He says John Tyler was a strange little fellow who moved into a town in 1989. No one in the town knew him well. He worked at the supermarket as night manager and was always a bit of an outsider. He was discovered dead on July 12th, 1994. Jeff Baker, ruled his death as an accident, but only because no concrete evidence of foul play was found. The house was locked. And Tyler was dead in the master bedroom, his lungs full of water. No signs of struggle were found on the body, but the tub was dry as a bone and the plug was in the drain. Again, he tells you about that death as he's spilling his guts.
So the plug was in, there was no water.
Empty bowl, tub, plug in the tub, and his lungs were full of water, and he rolled it as an accident.
All right.
Baker talks about Lewis Tycroft, a lawyer who handled actual Baker's estate planning in 1993. The whole town heard about Tycroft's deteriorating mental state, and his encounter with Meadowbrook's police a couple days before his suicide. The coroner was amazed that Tycroft could shoot himself twice in the chest. He had never read of anything like that. Besides, he says, the first wound was damn instantly fatal. And I'm gonna screenshot this so y'all
can so it almost it. Yeah, so if you can screenshot all that. Yeah, it's almost like there's not like a specific method. The only thing that we have that sounds suspicious is obviously the presence of water, but then the fact that Donnelly and Asari were like arrayed in the same way.
Yeah.
So he told you, you know,
all that.
These were the deaths he found. The person right before Isri, he said, suffocated. He's ruled all of them either accident or suicide. It seems like he's kind of just pissed at this point because he's like, he thinks you're like basically telling me he's bad at his job because he can't figure out what happened. But
okay. Alice is going to be like, who is paying you? Who is bribing you to rule these as suicides?
No one. They are. I mean, you're the detectives. You're the agents. Why don't you find out what happened?
Oh, we intend to.
Humint.
Yeah, Humint.
Like, I'm starting to actually just believe that this is just, like, plain-ass fucking incompetence. Or yeah, incompetence too, and laziness, but...
I wanted to make sure.
Two successes.
You think, he's basically telling the truth. He does. No one's paying me to rule suicide. I mean, they're damn near. It's weird. It's just weird.
You incompetent son of a bitch. You don't deserve the title of county coroner.
The prestigious title. All right. Listen,
well, we'll see if Jeff. You deserve the title of agent of Buffington hears about this.
Jeff, listen.
You aren't going to tell Buffington about it. You want it to be known that you've been bribed for pictures of the crime scene?
I will reiterate, Jeff, that you're not exactly in a great bargaining position here. Listen.
Yeah.
Why don't we take you home? And in fact, how about we take you home and we lose the evidence of your unprofessionalism? Sound like a deal?
Fine. But I don't want to see you guys again. I got nothing to do with this. I'm just doing my job. Yeah, I made a little bit of money selling those pictures to Yarrow, but fuck it.
He's gonna throw the keys of the charger to Hairpin.
Yes.
Drive the man home.
Do you have your license?
We'll follow. Yeah, you have a license. It's coming. You can drive, right?
It's coming.
It's coming. Yeah.
Learner's permit, maybe.
Yeah. Or,
all right. So yeah, take him home.
Yeah, drive the man home. We'll follow you.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't put up a fight. He goes home. He's opens Are the door, just... takes like one look back, and then just shakes his head and closes the door to his house.
Yeah,
we just want to head back and bed down. It's pretty late.
Yeah, to the hotel.
Okay.
Get
to the hotel. Ride back,
Alice will be like, or at the hotel, wherever. Alice will just be like, you had me worried for a little there, Axel. I couldn't see you in the rear view. I thought you lost us.
No, I got your back.
Hairpin, you can have the bed. I'll sleep on the floor.
Oh, that's very nice. Let me just say, I've learned a lot. Like, you both are... You've clearly done this. You've clearly seen some shit. But, man, this was fun. This was a lot of fun. And I look forward to going to the house to see how things are panning out. It's so much fun.
I really don't want to go to that house.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if you've caught it. The house is bad.
Yeah, but
I feel like
the house is very.
I feel like we're gonna go there eventually, but
it's just like a movie, guys. Like it's just like the movies. This is fun.
Hairpin, I appreciate your youthful vigor and zeal. This is not like a movie.
As you say,
in the movies, the heroes don't die.
As you say, yeah. That ominous thunder goes outside.
Well, damn. Hell, maybe it is like a movie. Fuck.
That was honest as fuck. You see?
Well, that was really well timed. Okay. All right.
There's like a guy with one of those big flat pieces of metal.
He scrambles awake.
As y'all go to sleep, Alice, make a luck check.
Just Alice, okay.
Huh? Okay. 53.
That is unlucky.
Everyone has sleep. You're falling asleep to the rain. It's a vicious thunderstorm outside. Light flickering in this hotel room. As it flickers, we see Jericho, or Axel, on the floor. We see Herbert in the bed. And we see an empty place where Alice laid down. Another thunderclap.
Oh, shit.
Alice, you're awake on the lawn of 1206 Spooner.
Oh, fuck.
Rain pouring.
Oh, no.
On you. And.
Looking paler than ever.
You're on the side of the house and you see blood in your hand. And on the side of the house, there's the written words, "Hell is me." And then we'll cut off.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, the house.
Oh, I know the name of my next punk song.
Yeah. Is she okay? Or is she, like, cut herself?
We'll have to find out next
time. We'll find out next time.
Oh.
Oh.
That's how you do a cliffhanger.
Oh, bravo, Brad, on the cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well done. Well done.
Nice.
Shit. Oh no. Oh no.
Didn't see that one coming.
I thought we were doing good.
I thought we won.
And now I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
fantastic.
Join us for the sanity check. We are doing that next, right?
Yeah. Oh. We'll do the sanity check. Yeah.
Wow.
Brad.
Nice.
Brad, way to leave us hanging. Everyone listening.
Good job.
Everyone listening, everyone watching. I hope you enjoyed that. We did. I actually, we'll talk about the sanity check. But that was really good. If you want to hear these a week early, you want to get the sanity checks where we talk about the side stuff, come over to Patreon. It's linked wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening. Support us. It's $3. You buy us a cup of coffee, and it really helps. It really helps us pay our fees and stuff that we have to do. Brad,
you can hear me and Brad roleplay the car drive over between Jeff and Alice as I awkwardly try to seduce a 40-year-old man.
That's just every time we get in the car together, unfortunately.
So. Yeah, I think that's just a regular. That's not even Alice and Jeff. That's just
you guys
Dace.
Recording while you go to band practice. All right.
I like your legs.
Why are you using Alice's voice? And why is Brad drunk?
That's God. That wasn't supposed to be Alice's voice. Is that how bad I am? That was supposed to be German.
That was super fun.
I like your
that
legs.
Was all that was fun for me. It was just
no, that was a cool. Yeah, that was a, good, that was yeah. a cool bit.
It was fun.
Although now I am wondering who were all those people listening to him at the bar? Like, what was he talking about? I don't know.
that thought crossed my mind. They definitely saw us leave together. Yeah, but
yeah, we'll manage it.
We'll find out consequences.
Consequences. All right, everyone listening or watching, thank you so much. We'll catch you next time, Brad. Take us out.
Stay safe and stay sane. Peace.